Shadows of Ender, Saul's Dark Night, Forbidden Shadows, and God's Unexpected Voice. The Bible tells one of the most haunting stories about ancient Israel, where fear gripped the king's heart and the night hid desperate secrets. The story of the Witch of Ender pulls us into a world of shadows, necromancy, and a God who still speaks even when we wander far from his light. The book is raw, eerie, and full of warning, but it's also full of truth that echo in our day. Let's walk through it casually, like friends around a flickering candle, and see what God might say to us. Take a moment to imagine King Saul standing on the edge of battle against the Philistines. His army is shaky, his spirit is broken, and heaven appears silent. He's tried dreams, prophets, and sacred lots, but God won't listen. In his panic, Saul turns to something he once banned, a medium, the Witch of Ender. In his disguise, he sneaks out under the cover of night and asks her to summon the dead prophet Samuel. What happens next is chilling. Saul and his sons will be killed the next day. The kingdom will pass to David. The woman screams in surprise when the real Samuel shows up. Even though Saul was in forbidden territory because of his desperation, God still used that dark moment to deliver his word to him. Scripture clearly prohibits necromancy, reaching out to the dead for guidance. Deuteronomy warns against it in strong terms, calling it detestable to God. God wants his people to seek him alone, not spirits or mediums. Saul knew that. He'd driven mediums and spiritists out of the land, but fear pushed him over. How often do we do that? In times of desperation, we might turn to horoscopes, psychics, or our own schemes instead of waiting on God. Saul's story whispers a gothic warning. Shadows never satisfy. There's still the mystery of why God answered. Some say it wasn't Samuel, but a demonic impersonation. Others believe God sovereignly allowed Samuel's spirit to show up and speak truth one last time. Whatever the case, the message came from God. Sure, it was judgment, but it was clear. God hadn't totally abandoned Saul at the time. He spoke through the same thing he used to rebel. That's a big deal. It doesn't matter how badly we mess up, he can still accomplish what he wants. Now let's look at parenting examples from the Bible, because Saul's failures as a father and leader tie into this too. A good parent is one who guides with truth, not one who lets fear rule. God tells his people to teach their kids his commands in Deuteronomy 6. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're walking along the road, when you're sleeping, and when you get up. It's not just Sunday rules, but everyday faith. It's up to parents to model obedience for their kids. It's said in Proverbs 22, verse 6, to teach a child the right way, so even if he gets old, he won't get off track. This isn't a guarantee, but a wise principle. Saul's disobedience and jealousy caused chaos in his family. Compare that to Hannah, who dedicated Samuel to the Lord from the beginning. She prayed fervently and let go when it was time. Joshua said, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." That's bold, faith-filled parenting. The Ephesians 6 verse 4 adds some balance. Fathers, don't provoke your kids to anger, but teach them the Lord's way. Harshness without love breaks spirits. Love without truth leads to wandering. Saul's household suffered because he ruled with fear and envy rather than humble dependence on God. The desperation at Ender shows what happens when a parent drifts from the foundation. Kids watch how we handle pressure. Do we turn to God or forbidden shortcuts? The gothic feel lingers like mist in an old cathedral. Shadows lengthen, a king trembles, a woman with forbidden knowledge gasps as the dead prophet rises. God reigns even in the darkest encounters. Even though there's evil, it's not in control. Despite Saul's sin, God used the encounter itself to shift the kingdom to David, a man after God's own heart. As Christians, we are called to reject necromancy and all occult practices. They open doors that should stay closed. Instead, we seek the living God through prayer, His Word, and the Holy Spirit. When God seems silent, it might be a call to examine our hearts like Saul had to. The answer he ignored was repentance, not a medium. We've all had desperation moments, maybe a family crisis, a health scare, or uncertainty about the future. The Witch of Ender's story tells us to choose light over shadow. Trust God, even if the night feels endless. His answers might come in unexpected ways, but they will be true. Hope is in this tale, too. If God could speak through such a broken situation, He certainly can speak through our regular struggles. He is sovereign, compassionate, and just. You've got to turn to Him first, always. Don't let the shadows get in your way. Embrace the cross and raise your family in his light.